Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Gene Zeno's here. I'm glad he's here, too. He's one of the new members of our Brain Trust. He's spent his life helping companies like yours and mine through his various consulting activities, whether for working for other folks or whether working for himself. One of the things he's doing right now is helping, and this is a very important job, folks, helping independent contractors kind of get organized and get their operation working so that they can make the most out of being an independent contractor, which I was at one point in time and just didn't know it, like many of you out there who are independent contractors. Gene Zeno, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back here.
It's good to have you back. Gene's the CEO of MBO Partners and also My Biz Office, right, Gene?
Yeah, well, it's MBO Partners is our rebranded name, so that's the name we go by. My Biz Office is kind of our older name, so we don't really use that anymore.
Okay, well, I'll have to update my records here, Gene.
Yeah.
When I started in 1989, I probably mentioned this before. In 1989, I got downsized, and the second time in 18 months through no fault of my own. I decided not to look for a job. I decided to start my own business, but I basically started a consulting business. I basically just went out and knocked on doors and said, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? This is what I can do." And so I basically decided to work, to use your term, independently rather than look for a job. I didn't have an employer, so I became the employer. What do you think?
I think you were a visionary, and today more and more people are doing exactly that, either because they have to, but more importantly, many of them are doing it because they want to.
My vision was tempered by two teenagers and two mortgages.
Yeah, well, you know, it's as you were saying earlier, you know, you got to go out there and just make it happen, and there's a lot of ways to do that today, you know, with technology and with, you know, the whole climate now of businesses being more comfortable with giving out project work. Building an independent consulting business and going out there and delivering really good value, leveraging your expertise to clients and to relationships you know, is probably, in my opinion, the fastest growing segment of our economy. And we did a study earlier last year that really reinforced that.
Well, you know, Gene, from my perspective, going back many decades now in the marketplace, I remember when companies started stratifying their tasks and their businesses and decoupling them from employees. They started allowing outside businesses to do things like mow the yard or paint the walls or answer the phone or stack the boxes or whatever it may be, but they started integrating contractors. And that started happening around the 80s, and consequently, this is what's caused small businesses to explode in America because of this capability. And that the way you described it and what I just said is the reason why people have the ability, as I said in the earlier part of the hour, to take a skill and to turn it into a product people will buy, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, over the course of your career, you build expertise, you build knowledge, you build relationships. That's equity in yourself. You're building up equity, capital. And at a certain point in your career, you could go out there and start getting value out of that capital and really finding, you know, ways to have a more lucrative method of generating income for yourself. But more importantly, you're more in control. You want to do the types of projects
right.
that you want to select yourself and work for the kind of people you want to work for.
One of the things I think that holds people back from accomplishing what you just described is they have a hard time breaking out of the employee mentality and start thinking about, that's the reason why I think it's important for these people to think of themselves as owners, because when you become an owner, you quit thinking work and you start thinking product, don't you? You quit thinking showing up and clocking in, and you start thinking, I need to get somebody to buy this product that I have. And as it turns out, the product is, as you said, your expertise. What do you think?
Yeah, actually, you move from working for an employer to serving a client, and that's a mindset change.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you need to deliver value. Not that you don't deliver it as an employee, but your mindset changes. You're more of a customer service orientation, which, by the way, your client, or even if it's your former employer, really starts appreciating that. And you move from kind of a sense of entitlement to a sense of opportunistic value that you want to create.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to start thinking about ownership. And you also have to think about your work differently, about the value of your work, and how to price your work. That's one of the big things I think that some of these independent workers have to deal with, is if they were making $20 an hour, let's say, when they got laid off, they think, you know, if they can find a job to make pay them $20 an hour, or find some a company to pay them that for their independent services, they don't realize that's not the same thing as being employed 40 hours a week, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. There's kind of a couple of rules of thumb. You know, there's an old rule of what's called thirds, where your billing rate, whatever you charge your client, should be able to cover, you know, one third for what you would say is your traditional salary, your $20 an hour, as your example. A third to cover your administrative expenses,
mm-hmm.
and another third for your profit for taking the risk of being in business.
And don't forget the government.
Yeah. Well, that's the part of the third of the expenses. Yeah, absolutely. The government is, and we're in a highly regulatory environment these days, and there's a lot of pressure on both individuals and on companies to really be in compliant, and certainly there's a lot of tension on what's called employee misclassification,
mm-hmm.
where both the states and the federal government want to try to reclassify independent contractors as employees of their clients so that they could collect the payroll tax.
That's the big pot of lost revenue the government thinks that they're missing right now, and they're going after it, folks. They're shining a brighter light on independent contractors and that classification. When we come back, Gene Zeno and I are going to talk about some things that you need to pay attention to as an independent contractor. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.